From the KERA newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a few minutes, how diabetes can lead to depression in some people. We'll begin, though, with a development in last year's deadly crash at the South by Southwest Festival. Rashad Owens goes on trial for murder today in Austin. He's accused of killing four people, including a teenager from Fort Worth, when he accelerated through a festival crowd. Authorities say Owens was intoxicated at the time. The state's not seeking the death penalty, so Owens faces mandatory life in prison without parole if he's convicted. The third round of open enrollments underway for the health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Around a million Texans have signed up since 2013, and yet Texas still has the highest rate of uninsured people in the country. KERA's Lauren Silverman reports on organizations trying to help navigate enrollment.
Even before open enrollment began, Texans started calling Parkland Health and Hospital System for help navigating plans. Sharon Phillips is executive vice president.
We have heard that it might be harder to enroll as many people this year from prior years, but our experience so far is people are already reaching out to us.
Harder, perhaps, because the people most in need have already signed up. That said, this year, the financial penalties for not having health insurance will go up to $695 per adult or 2.5% of household income, whichever is greater. Some people are exempt from the requirements to have health insurance, depending on income levels and specific life events. To help North Texans with the health insurance marketplace, Parkland has 11 certified application counselors. That's a big change from the several hundred that were trained the first year in 2013.
What we found from the first year to the second year is we really want to offer that more for full service for families, because not everyone is eligible in this state for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act.
Basically, she says it didn't make sense to have so many employees dedicated only to healthcare.gov when a large group of Texans don't qualify for federal assistance. That's because Texas is one of the states that didn't expand Medicaid. And because of that, there's a coverage gap for people who earn too much to receive Medicaid, but too little to receive federal subsidies to reduce premium costs. Phillips, as well as members of the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council, haven't stopped pushing state leaders to compromise.
In the state of Texas, we do have a very strong Medicaid program for children and for women, but that leaves out a large majority of our adults who do need to have access to health care through other avenues besides organizations like Parkland.
Parkland sees more than a million patients each year and spent about $761 million on uncompensated care last year. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
The enrollment period runs through January 31st. Now to our series Vital Signs, where we explore real-life health issues each week. Today, diabetes and depression. According to the American Diabetes Association, studies show people with the disease have a greater risk of depression than those without. I talked about this with Dr. Rhonda Goen, a psychiatrist with Parkland Hospital System.
Why are people with diabetes susceptible to depression?
Well, I think it's probably related to the fact that they have a chronic illness that requires them to take care of it day in and day out. They have to take medications, they have to exercise, they have to eat the right foods. Just the stress it puts on them to have to do that day in and day out increases the chances that they may feel depressed.
Well, in a way, it is changing your life around.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Also, some think that possibly the lifestyles that people live may predispose. If maybe they're financially not able to make ends meet, they can't buy the types of foods that they need that are required, the high proteins and so forth. They maybe just generally don't exercise, they don't eat right. That may just cause more depression and more diabetes.
Does the depression tend to occur more with type 1 diabetes or type 2?
The type 2 diabetes, it's more studied. People with type 2 diabetes generally are in their middle years when they develop it, and they do have a higher incidence, twice the incidence of depression as a general population when they have diabetes.
Do we know why exactly? Or
We actually are in the process of trying to determine what maybe some of those reasons are.
Tell me about diabetes distress. What exactly is that?
Diabetes distress is all of the stress that's involved with taking care of the illness itself. There's just a lot of things that go through people's mind when they're diagnosed with diabetes.
Is that the same as depression, or is that something different?
No, depression is an illness that's defined by certain parameters. You either have to have a depressed mood, or you have to have a decreased interest in your life. And then you have to have a symptom complex that defines what depression is.
What would the symptoms be to look for?
Okay. For at least a period of 2 weeks, one has to be having a complete lack of interest in their usual activities for most of the time, or a depressed or sad mood. In addition, there are associated symptoms of sleep problems, appetite problems, energy problems, problems with their thinking, problems with being agitated or slowed down, and suicidal thoughts.
But these are things you have to see over a period of time.
And people with diabetes do not always develop depression, but they can. And I think it's something that providers need to look for and certainly try to detect and treat for the best outcomes for both illnesses.
What type of treatment are we talking about?
Depending on the level of the depression, it may be as simple as psychotherapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy is oftentimes utilized to help people with problems that they get associated with their thinking around having the illness of diabetes. Sometimes it's maybe just 5 or 6 sessions, and they all of a sudden they feel more empowered, and they feel like they're able to take care of themselves, and they don't have a problem with it. Now, certainly there are other people that get more serious depression, and they could have treatment with medications.
So it just depends upon the person
and how serious the illness is.
Dr. Goen, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Rhonda Goen is a psychiatrist with Parkland Hospital System. In the forecast, sunny skies this afternoon, high around 75. Temperatures drop to 58 overnight and then climb to 78 tomorrow. It's 55 degrees in Dallas, 56 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.